At a formal meal, have you ever wondered which glass of water was yours? Or whether you should say something if someone has a piece of food stuck in his or her teeth? With Minding Your Manners, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer and author Sharon Hill, you will no longer have to question yourself.
Thank you for tuning in. If you have an etiquette question you'd like to have addressed, please send an email to manners@SharonHillInternational.com. Now, on to today's topic, upscale dining etiquette. Let's assume you are completely comfortable with your business. The business and academic communities respect your knowledge. Tonight, you are invited to a formal dinner at a fine restaurant with many of your corporate associates. The question is, what is formal dining etiquette? You know you are always being watched. Even if your clothes are impeccable and you display a confident attitude, if you make a dining faux pas, you run the danger of making a negative impression with those who are aware of dining etiquette. Some of the most common mistakes are using the wrong eating utensil, taking the wrong glass of water, using the wrong bread plate, talking and chewing your food at the same time, and talking on your cell phone during the meal. If you're thinking these items sound silly or unnoticeable, think again. Of the hundreds of professionals I've spoken with, these are the questions I get again and again. Proper dining etiquette shows class and professionalism. Poor dining etiquette can be interpreted as crude and barbaric behavior. Who wants to do business with someone who lacks social graces? Here are some basic tips for you to use at the beginning of a business meal at an upscale restaurant. At a large table, see if your server is placing napkins on each diner's lap. As soon as you are seated, your server will place your napkin on your lap. If the server does not place napkins on your laps, place it immediately on your lap yourself. Study the table layout to ensure you know which glasses and which bread plate are yours. These are two ways to determine which glasses and bread plate are yours. 1. Put your index finger on your thumb. Go ahead and do that. When you do this with both your right hand and your left hand, you'll notice that your left finger and thumb has formed a B, like boy, and your right finger and thumb has formed a D, like David. Think of the B on your left hand as the location of your bread plate. Think of the D on your right hand as the location of your drink. Get it? 2. The other method is to remember the letters BMW, like the car. Starting on your left, the B stands for bread, which is your bread plate. The M stands for meal. And the W stands for water, wet, or wine. All those start with a W. That'll be on your right. Using either of these methods ensures you take only your plate and glasses. You'll never have to ask again, is this your iced tea or mine? You'll know as soon as you are seated. Now, let's discuss wine. If you don't consider yourself to be a wine expert, ask the sommelier to assist you. Some of you may have seen the word sommelier listed on the wine list. No, it's not pronounced sommelier or sommelier. It's French, sommelier. Sommeliers are knowledgeable wine professionals who know every facet of proper wine service, etiquette, and management. A sommelier is much more than someone who serves wine. They are responsible for the entire wine cellar, which can be found at most fine dining establishments. A sommelier rotates the cellar, procures the wine lists, suggests suitable pairings for particular meals, and they are responsible for the proper training and management of other wine servers in the restaurant. These professionals are more knowledgeable in the wine industry than anyone else. Be sure to tip the sommelier separately from your server. Tip approximately 10% based on the total wine bill, and less if it's an inexpensive vintage. On the other hand, if your restaurant has no sommelier, it's perfectly acceptable to ask if any of the guests at your table or your table host have wine suggestions. Finally, if you are left to your own devices, just remember the simple rule that red wine goes with red meat. White wine goes with white meat and fish. If you want to learn how to get the upper hand with fine dining, go to my website, SharonHillInternational.com, to learn about me, my credentials, and the courses I offer. I can teach you and your team the lesson for eating each course, how to eat bread, pass the salt and pepper, how to communicate with your server to indicate when you're resting at the table, how to use your napkin to communicate with your server and when you've completed your meal, and some techniques to ensure you make a positive first impression with dining etiquette. I am Sharon Hill, and I will teach you how to make a powerful first impression as you enjoy a meal at a fine restaurant.
Thank you for listening to Minding Your Manners. If you have an etiquette question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to manners@SharonHillInternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download past episodes, visit us at www.SharonHillInternational.com.